as we sit here, September 30th, 2009, we've heard of the passing of former Governor Henry Bellmen. It's interesting, according to notes on you, in 89, he suggested, among other taxes, a tax on advertising. And you led the opposition to that tax.
That's right. There was a guy running the Oklahoma Press Association at that time by the name of Benton Blackstock. A very savvy political guy. That particular issue, we had business in here bringing dollars into Oklahoma City because we were having the advertising. We had pretty conclusive evidence would leave us if there was going to be a tax on advertising. It was going to cost them. We couldn't absorb it. We got that in front of Mr. Gaylord. I wrote the opposition. Ben Blackstock had it in the box of every legislator overnight to get a vote and stay on this thing. That morning, the Daily Oklahoma came out with the front page editorial about jobs leaving Oklahoma with the passage of this tax, and it was down to two factors. I went to the American Association of Advertising Agencies annual meeting at the Greenbrier, and they had a program about taxing advertising. I was one of one state out of four states that were fighting something, you know. Our presentation was a sensation because it all happened so fast. I mean, get going, and it's over. 2 weeks later, won. And these other states were all fumbling along on what to do with it. So I never enjoyed making a presentation so much as telling how fast we shot that thing down. I had a note from Ben Blackstock the other day, sent a little postcard back, so I'll always remember that one.
Any other remembrances of Governor Bellmen or thoughts about him?
Yeah, Governor Bellmen was very interested in the Kirkpatrick Center, which, you know, is known as Omniplex, and now it's the Oklahoma Science Museum. He came to a meeting one day, I remember, out there. I loved Henry Bellmen, my kind of guy. Henry had been behind a campaign to put welcoming outdoor boards, and they said, Oklahoma, discover the excellence. And I asked Henry that day, I said, Henry, you know, when you drive across the border, it's kind of hard to really see the excellence. Anyhow, that's a little facetious thing. I didn't have relations with Henry. I supported him. I've barred his, it's in the paper this morning, I've barred his answer to, when you get older and they tell you to look good, the three stages of life, you're young, you're middle-aged, and boy, you look good.